everybody, and thank you for coming out this evening. My name is Tim Toller, and I'm the canon for music here at St. John's, organist choir director. And we have a wonderful, wonderful treat in store for you this evening. This is going to be a wonderful program. I listened to the group warm up this afternoon, and it's really going to be quite the treat. I just want to mention a few things before we get started. Number one, make sure any phones, noisemakers, anything that'll beep is turned off so that we can have a nice uninterrupted concert tonight. Also, please join us after the program next door in Tolliver Hall for a reception following. You can get there going out the back doors and keep going straight, and you will find the place where the goodies are. There's also restrooms out that same way if you need restroom at any point. I also want to point out that the Stetson University Choir has been generous enough to let us take a free will offering tonight that's going to go to benefit the Cathedral Choir's 2014 pilgrimage to England. Our Cathedral Choir here at St. John's has been honored with an invitation to sing at Canterbury Cathedral in Westminster Abbey in the summer of 2014, and any funds we raise tonight will go towards that effort. So I encourage you to be generous. Thank you again for coming, and without any further ado, let us welcome Timothy Peter and the Stetson University Concert Choir.
Thanks for coming.
Excuse me. Our second selection, we're going to sing as they would have sung over 300 years ago. The William Byrd in this Lenten season celebrates that Ave Verum Corpus of Hail Holy Body and the moment of crucifixion where Mary's role in this at the foot of the cross through the suffering and loss of Christ, yet the Holy Body through the moment of consolation comes to life in this setting.
Amen.
Again, it's a joy to be sharing our music with you this evening. The next set, we're going to reverse a little bit of the program order here now. We're going to go to Russia first, instead of Germany. And in this next set of three pieces, we all recognize the beauty of the liturgical series of opportunities that were given to the Church Slavonic and the Russian Orthodox Church. And I just picked three of the greats and three of the great masters. And so we'll just sing these three without pause. And I invite you now, at this season of contemplation, just close your eyes and savor. And then recognize again what the singers, these fine young 18 to 22-year-olds, are doing vocally in a very healthy way to create what we would assume or consider a very Russian sound that's unique and different. The difference is they haven't had 30 years of drinking vodka. And maybe never have 30 years of drinking vodka. But we will model that experience with these next three pieces. The translations are there. We're going to do some chant. And again, we'll just do all three of these without pause. And this is just a little bit of a gift to you to take your lives, as busy as they are, take a breath.
Спасіння са делал Єсі посреди землі Божій.
Thank you.
This choir loves food. What does that have to do with a choral concert? Well, first off, we've decided we love buffet. And that's what a good concert should have with it, too. An opportunity to stretch one, to build one. You can't have all dessert. You'd like to have all dessert. Once in a while, you have all dessert. And yet the opportunity to share a variety of repertoire, both historically, theologically, and any diverse combination of geography and historical perspective, creates an interesting concert. The second half of this concert, the common thread is all American composers, in contrast to the first half of our program. The next piece is one of those trays of food you may want to test, but you're just not sure. But trust me, if you know the name Eric Whitaker, this is early Eric Whitaker, what we're going to call second wave Whitaker, that was done nearly 20 years ago, and has come back again, in my opinion, roaring forward, is still what we would call a benchmark of how choral music in America changed through compositional idioms that the ears were not used to and frankly quite excited about. The text of the piece, sung in Spanish, focuses on the idyllic world of a society where all are equal, all care for one another, and all work to the common good. As we understand, this would be a utopian place that truly only exists in a dream. And you'll hear that dream. Then you hear the reality of the human world and all its loss and compromise to that dream. But then comes a good Florida thunderstorm right in the middle. And you'll hear the rain wash over all of us as a moment of renewal, expression of hope and promise that brings us back again to the moment of dream at the very end of the piece, just as it began. And in the middle, trust me, you'll hear the thunderstorm. Cloudburst. begin our last American portion. Stephen Foster is a name that has fallen out of anybody's understanding of learning young children's songs written by him. They're a little bit complicated because of his own tragic life, and they're a little bit dark, and yet tremendously interesting with a lot of messages of historical perspective that does bring hope and promise to our culture and our society. Hard Times is not a melody many people know, in fact, but it is a Stephen Foster melody. And the message is, of course, on the prairie, when life was tough, and they had a moment of calm and peace, and they felt good about their day, they asked that hard times come no more, that hard times and strife stay at the door. And as we sup with the poor, all of us included, we celebrate those moments in which there is no hard times.
There's a song that's living good forever.
Well, as you can tell, we have some singers at Stetson. And that's the joy of making a concert like this come to life. These young men and women will do anything you ask them to do. Anything. And that's because they've been raised well. And now they're in our care for just a few short years, and we love that. I think there's a great, great future in Stetson's choral music. And what you hear up here, there's more to come. So, Jacksonville, you spread the word. And if you know of high school students that love and have a passion for singing, there's lots of places you go, and Stetson is one of them. Remember that. And yet we celebrate all the opportunities of singing your whole life. So I say to them, are you going to sing after you graduate from college?
Yes.
There, now we've got church choirs and community choirs. That's what we need. That's exactly what we need. If there are any parents, grandparents, or family members of anyone from the risers standing up here, would you proudly stand and we could acknowledge you tonight? We have to thank this wonderful congregation, the life of the church, and the sounds we can make in this beautiful sanctuary. Having lunch way back in, I believe it was October, talking with a colleague at Stetson University who lives here in this area, Carol Clifford, she said, you know, you really need to sing at St. John's because it's such a great space and Stetson would have a wonderful time. And then a quick email to some of the staff here, I believe it was early November, and Tim Toller right away, yeah, let's do that. But I have another idea. Let's consider that also a fundraiser. So I'm going to remind you, there are baskets. And you can show your appreciation to these singers by your applause and your good wishes and money. So please be generous and share a few dollars in those baskets, and it will only help the mission of what we're all about. We appreciate that. Are there any Stetson alum or those who have attended Stetson University? Would you please stand? Yeah. Stay up, stay up. Stay standing. No, you're not off the hook. Stay standing, Stetson people. In our beautiful hall next door, you're all invited because there's lots of goodies, and we thank the benevolent gifts of our providers, Stetson graduates, the Quinns. We're so appreciative of their opportunity to share with us a little fellowship before we head back to the lovely city of DeLand, Florida. Godspeed and good wishes to all. We're going to send you off, hopefully dancing with a little spirit in your heart. Skip to my loop.